Siman Reish Peches. Malachos Latinus and Shabbos. Sif Vav. Hamisana b'Shabbos Omer Anenu Achar Siyum Tefilah. So he says, Anenu. Normally we say it in Shemaya Tefilah. So you can't say it in Shemaya Tefilah because there's no Shemaya Tefilah to say it. You say it at the end of Shemaya Esai, Balachasima, which would always be true by the Yachid. There's also a tefillah that we say a person has a tanis yachid. There's a tefillah that people add in by mincha that that the marshim is goli fun of that we do averis, and that's why we have to fast, etc. So that can be said on Shabbos as well. Okay, that the mishabura chaf beis.
What is this person fasting on Shabbos for?
Tanis
Kolom, the bedroom.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Kasu Hakranim, the Mutalam of Shabbos, Elokai Shalom Nitzarti, he rotsin. Then also be Shayla Strach of Elokishrakas, Alkhali, or Panasa, Badamalo Shesh Sarb Lafonov. Avacharotas, Avoinus, Toy Blurmer Bechoyom, Kimashan of Aloshan Vidui. So you can't say Vidu on Shabbos. But in general, we're saying over here for Tanis Chaloim, he said that the person that the Seder Yom said before, Mishpat and Sif Katan Zayin, Yuchel Yizvah this Alavon Asad Kishimisana Kama Bechol. You can say Vidui whenever you're saying you're allowed to fast. You're allowed to say Vidui as well. But the Mishpat over here is saying that this person can say this even not when he's fasting. In general, saying Harotas Avonus is something which you can say B'chol Yom. You can say the Perek of Hachlo Nitzarti and Ikidai of Hachlo Nitzarti Hilo Nitzarti. That's not Osir. What's Osir is something where there's going to raise a specter of Tsar in the person's mind, for example, Choli or Pranosa, etc. Okay. Fine. Zion. In Mikdima Lechol, if a person finds it's more of an oinig to wait to eat later because he's still full, so then the oinig is accomplished by waiting. If it's being makdim is more of an oinig, so he's the oinig is accomplished by saying eating earlier. In general, if a person normally has the size of the meals that he has on Shabbos and the weekdays are similar, so he should make Shabbos sort of unique in some way by making it either earlier or later than he does during the week. That way we'll see that this suit is different and it's special for Shabbos in some way. Okay. Or if a person would move to a special place to eat. So the Moshe Dishra here brings the Torah Chashuchan and says that would accomplish this as well. Pushing up a little bit makes sense. Pushing up a lot would make you hungry. That's not right to sit there and be hungry on Shabbos. Just you're showing covered Shabbos by being taking away the oinig. It doesn't make sense. Okay. So I'm sure what does that mean? Hey, chafei, al shum sora. Hanafilo alois and shemavur b'samach shazoykim umizchanim aleim. Even though we have certain situations which you're allowed to daven for on Shabbos, as we'll see in a moment, but in general we don't fast for them. Mihatzoros, the very tzoros that we're talking about, you do not fast for them. Mr. Bura. If there's a situation which requires that the person needs to be mavakish, and he feels that being nifal aponav will be a way of tefillah, he's allowed to do so. But he has to do that privately. Okay. Siftes. Ein soikim b'loy masriim boy al shum tzor. Shabbos is not a time where we call out or and that we do masriya, which means with forest out of tzara. We don't do that. Chutz mitzara samazoyna should soikim alav b'feh b'shabbos v'lo b'shayfer. Tzara samazoyna is if the people are lacking food. So we daven b'peh, but not with a shayfer. The city was besieged by bandits, or there's a river which is overflowing and threatening the city. Or a ship which is caught in a storm and by sea. Or even for Yochid, who's being attacked by goyim or listim, or he has a mental illness. Zoyikim and miskanim b'tefilah Shabbos avoloi ain toiken. All these situations were zoyik and miskanim, but we're not toiken. Elim kain toiken lekabetzom lazer lochem latzilim. Unless we're using the blowing of the shofar to call people together to come. Okay. Sif yud. There's no mashabur on sif test. Sif yud. Nirdof im nei ruach ra. Shamru lav davka. We say the person is a nirdof nei ruach ra, which means that he has this shade going into him and making him act crazy. Is lav davka. The hudin l'chol chayl l'sheish b'sakadas hayoyim zayikim miskan. In any situation where the person is the life is in danger right now, we can daven. Chino galomer mitzalim b'shabas al chaylim hamisukanim sakadas hayoyim. And that's the phrase which people say that you're allowed to daven on Shabbos for chalim, which have a life is threatened now. You can say he's lost his the shade has went into him. He's acting illogically. He might fall and hurt himself or drown himself, or any other type of illness. So it's any type of illness as well. A person who's right now life is not in danger, so we're not for them. Therefore, when we're saying Mishaber for somebody who's not a Chelosh Embas Yeshbas Sakana, you don't have to say that phrase Shabbos Yimelizak because you're allowed to be Zoyik. But if it's Chelosh Embas Sakana, we add the phrase Shabbos Yimelizak Rufura Krevalovai. Okay. Lavarach Hamakasha Leilet, in the case of a woman who's in childbirth and having difficulty in childbirth. Pavarei Mutter, Tomek Bechlam Sukanasi, that's considered her life is in danger. Chen Yolet is Betech Shavuot Rishon, Gamkin Nir, the Chulyam Ein Lahachmer. And Yolet is during the first week also, we consider that her life is, she's Musukanis. And therefore, you let a daven for her without saying Shabbos Yimelizak. You let a daven her for her straight. Okay. Simur Resh Pitah Sudas Seder Sudas Shachar Shal Shabbos. You should have the table set and the chairs arranged nicely, just like the evening meal. You make a bracha of Repi Gofen before the meal, which is referred to as Kiddush Rabba, that's the name of it. It's a euphemistic phrase. Because really it's much smaller, so we refer to it in a nice way as being big. You wash your hands afterwards. You wash your hands beforehand. You tell lecha mishta come belayla. You need lecha mishta by daytime as well, just like nighttime. But yisrael, and the person eats his suda. Okay, this is a requirement of Mokam Suda by day as well. So yitzim karam loy klum kumar b'kiddush halal. You can't eat anything or drink anything beforehand. Meo lishtes mayim b'berker karam tefillah mutar. You're allowed to drink water before davening. B'shadayim lechol alav chemes hakiddush, because kiddush only is in conjunction with the meal. And since you can't eat a meal before davening, so you have no chiyuv kiddush yet. Therefore, you're allowed to drink water then. But once the chiyuv kiddush comes, you can't drink water.
So does that mean if, like, you're running late to Shacharis, like, this year's not already started then? If you would normally daven at that minion, the minion starts at, you know, 8 o'clock or whatever, at 8 o'clock you can't drink water? Or
no, it means as long as you're before Shacharis. But once you've davened Shacharis, so you can theoretically have a small meal. Once you have Musaf, you can have a regular meal. So now that you can have a meal, you have a Chiyuv Kiddush. Once you have a Chiyuv Kiddush, you can't drink water. But it's only when you're dominating that Shabbos. Mitim Mutzas, so the couches should be set nicely. Hanarev Shabbos. So here's what it says, it's referring to the bed you're sleeping in. So he's saying, well, that's ready for before Shabbos. Okay, she yishim bo b'Shabbos, or you should redo them in order to be able to. So it's meant the pillows are arranged appropriately that you're able to sleep in it if you want to take a nap by day. Or it's in the room where you're using the room for other purposes. So therefore you need to set them up. So you're not setting up for Motzei Shabbos, which is a problem of Achana. You're doing it that the room should look nice to sit in now. Rabbi Lav Hachi is Osir, because it's, which we'll see later on, you're not supposed to, because it's considered Achana for after Shabbos. Okay. Mashikazam Mapa Prusa, I'm Lebusim Reisha and Aleph, Mishaburus of Cotton, Mem Aleph. Then we cover discusses why we cover the pass with a map. So we make a bracha alayayin, mevorach alayayin. Yeshtagam liftach v'tchil ha-posik b'sham v'yisos ha-shabbos or yosachim v'shabbos l'katshay aybe katshayu. So we say psukim beforehand, different minhagim. Yeshtagam v'mon sh'posikim me'al kein beirach. Some will start from the just one of the phrase al kein beirach. But sh'loi kadin hu d'chol psukim l'posikim mersha anam l'posikim. That's a half a middle of a posik.
Unless you started from Kishesh.
So you would have to start beginning of the Pasuk. And therefore he says that to start over there, that's improper. That this interesting point over here, that the issue of Chopsuk and Lepaske Moshe and Lepaskinen, I mean, even though the Pasuk, this phrase stands on its own, but you don't divide a pasuk. Over here, the problem is more intrinsic. The words don't mean anything. Said, therefore, how can you set a sentence with therefore when there's no, you don't know what the therefore is? Since Bereshit made the world in 6 days, and the seventh day he rested, therefore Bereshit was mevorach and mekadosh that day. So the start from Al Kain is like saying, and like it's a little sentence. So it's interesting that many people have the start of Al Kain is interesting. So Mishabura is discouraging it. It's called Kiddusha Rabba Gimel Nikra Lashon Zeh Shehu Karan Saginor. It's what you the phrase which refers to as Lashon Saginor. It's not a chiyuv the rice at all. So it's called Kiddusha Rabba as a nice way of saying that even though it's pretty small, it's important. Which there we discuss when you wash your hands. Some people have a minute to wash beforehand. And the Shulchan says you wash afterwards. And that's a discussion before what's better. Then you eat your meal. They sing zmiras. It's appropriate to learn something before you read as well. And then again, this is all talking about that it wouldn't push you after chatzos. So you can't eat anything before Kiddush, or drink anything, or taste anything. This applies to women as well. Now, the Rosh has a tshuva. The Rosh says that for a woman, in other words, once it's man suda, there's a chiyuv kiddush. Once it's a chiyuv kiddush, you can't taste anything. So when's man suda for a woman? So he says, so it's man suda for a man is when he finishes shacharis or mosav. A woman, even if she's davening shacharis or mosav, the Rosh says, since she won't sit down to eat until without her husband, so until the husband reaches that stage, it's not zman suda for her, because like you see from the mission in Ksubas that the derech was that they were makiv dafka, the husband and wife could eat together. So Rashi says that for a woman it's not called zman suda, even if she davens, as long as her husband has not reached the stage in his davening where he could eat. So the wife gets up early, whatever reason, because the kids or something like that. And even she davens, she could still eat or drink something without kiddush, because not zman suda yet. He said that applies to wives; it doesn't apply to girls. The girls are not totally in their father. Before davening is not a problem because the davening lechalav covers the kiddush. Zion, the kiddush ain't shaykh lechalav zman hasuda. Mishum kadam atfilah l'shaykh mayim. Kedam b'sim peites. So there's no din kiddush yet because it's before the meal. You can't have a meal before davening. It's before davening. Water is within before davening. Other, you know, other issues, other items before davening, that's questionable, and that was Mr. Burr's discussion before, and Simon Peites, what other items are mutter before davening?
So if one does make Kiddush, if the woman makes Kiddush first thing, is that improper then? Actually, should you not be doing that?
No, she could. I mean, you know, I mean, not Rick is the Marisha, but it's not, she doesn't have a Chiyah, the Marisha says she doesn't have a Chiyah of Kiddush yet. She could make Kiddush then. Others, Rishon Adalman argues in Rosh holds that it is that the woman does have once she davens, she does have a chiyuv kiddush. So definitely what to be said mechan. Sif Beis, welcome Shein Yayin Motzu, in a place where water, where wine is not available. Havishek Rishar Mashkan Chutz Minamayim Chamar Medina. So beer or other drinks besides water have a dinner Chamar Medina. Makachal, you can use them for kiddush. If you don't have those items, you eat without kiddush. Okay, Mishabur Ches. Welcome, Shein Yain Motzi. Mashu, welcome, Shein Motzi. And the Kaddish al Sheker Rishar Mashkin. So we said this idea before, where wine is available, we should not be using other liquids for the purpose of kiddush. People are accustomed to use other liquids, other types of drinks for Kiddush Shabbos day. And Mr. Burr explained why that's so. And we can walk a mitzvah and a mufkar alayayin hu, but still the preferred one is wine. Regards to using whiskey, Mr. Burr sends you back over there that he discussed the option of using whiskey. So Mr. Burr over there said if it's chaviv to him, then maybe you could use it lechatchila. Once it's Chamar Medina, but then he just said, but you do need a revius, and you have the Jigamali Lugmov. So,
you need a revius if the whiskey.
Uh huh. If the Shabbat holds, you need a revius. Not everybody holds like that. There's a Taz which is Makel, and Mr. Burr is not very happy with it. So you see these people making a little schnapps glazalach. It's not lechasila.
What is the Mishnah say? You'd need base of
what? Reish ayin beis of katan chavtes. Reish ayin beis of katan chavtes. Chamar Medina tests. Umashu Shein Chamar Medina. If it's not Chamar Medina, so Iskim Achredim, the Karan agree, the ant, Ein Mekajin Afil B'Shachas. You can't even use it by even a day, you can't use it. Okay. Dumin the Kiddush Halayla Tiknua, just like by Kiddush Halayla, you require Chamar Medina, which is the Kiddush, which is the Raisa. So the Kiddush Rabbanah by day also needs Chamar Medina. Prote the Din Chamar Medina, but where the Kamam, Seven Reis Sarivab, Mishabura, Linyan Abdullah, who didn't come. Well, what defines Chamar Medina, we'll discuss later on. Fine. If he doesn't have any mashk available, so he eats a little kiddush, pirish, kashiyesh, loy pas. As long as he has bread, even if he only has, doesn't have lechem mishnah, he just has a piece of bread. Amar moitzi al pas. So you say, well, if you're making kiddush, you'll eat beforehand. No, this will, it's not really kiddush, but you can't eat before your meal. He may look on pass, so he doesn't have bread, so he'll eat without bread. He shouldn't say, well, I don't have wine, I don't have chamar medina, I don't have bread, so I can't eat. No. By nighttime, if he doesn't have the same situation, he doesn't have bread or wine or any mashka, he has something cooked or something or a fruit. He should wait till Kiddush arrives if he knows it's going to be in a few hours. Okay. Val kaponim ain't tzarich lahamtin yosim mechatzoyis, but not past chatzoyis. V'imuk adam cholosh ain't tzarich lahamtin. He's a weak person, and when waiting will make him feel sick. He doesn't have to wait. Yochum ma'ash yesh loy below kiddush, leave without kiddush. V'yisim ma'ash hisker kiddush is a yom etil, and rely on the kiddush that he says in davening. Shavio loy achakach v'layla pasa yayin, omer lo v'kola nusuch ha-kiddush, v'yisid kizayis ha-kaponim. So the Sharatzion brings, there's a sheet that says you wait all the way till the next day. So that's not correct. You do not wait till the next day.
Wait all the way until the next day for what?
To see maybe they're going to bring some kiddush options, and therefore he won't eat by nighttime at all because he's waiting for the kiddush. So that's not true. By chatzos they haven't brought anything, so he can eat his meal without kiddush. He's to wait for a few hours to see if they're bringing something, but not past chatzos.
It's a biskarov.
It's not brought Mishabura. It's a biskarov. This karov says that whereas by nighttime the Iker Kiddush is the Kiddush that the bracha Yiselikos. So by me hearing Kiddush, I'm Yotze Kiddush by saying the bracha, hearing the bracha, and the drinking is just the hitter for the cover, the Kosha bracha. By day, the whole Kiddush is the fact that you're having some wine before the meal. So the covenant is not the saying the bracha before the meal, the covenant is having the wine before the meal. That's how you show this meal is special, by having a cup of wine beforehand. So if that's how you show that it's special, so it's not just enough that the one person does it. Every person has a chiyuv to show that his meal is special by having some wine beforehand. By nighttime, the kiddush is the bracha that we say on the kais, so that you heard, everybody hears that. So drinking the wine is not necessary. By daytime, the Biskarov says that drinking the wine is necessary, because otherwise, how are you showing this, that this meal is special? That's where that comes from. Mishabura doesn't bring it.
There should be no hashtag. You shouldn't talk.
Theoretically, you shouldn't talk because you want to be yotze with the person's bracha, but because you should kiddush be said on revius. You know, you're not getting revius otherwise. But okay.
I was just wondering. Like sometimes there's a lot of people blocking me, so I'm like, should I say excuse me?
I don't know.
That's
yeah. Okay. Simri Sadi, Bashabas Yashimea Brochus Papyrus. The person has to say 100 brachas per day, so he's not going to get his 100 brachas normally on Shabbos. So he'll get to the minion of 100 by having some fruits, having different types of delicacies, having smelling certain the different types of brachas on smell to reach the 100 brachas. If a person is accustomed to taking a nap, so that's part of running Shabbos to take that nap. So you can use the night time to get to your 100 brachas. In other words, it goes from night, it goes by the Jewish day, which goes from night to day. There is a mashmos of a Rambam, not like that. That just like we even though the day goes from the night before, with regards to Seder Hatfilah, the Rambam seems to say that the Seder Hatfilah Shachris Mincha Mariv, because we get up in the morning and we daven Shachris Mincha Mariv. So the Rambam seems to type the Din of Mea Brachas to that. So we mash on the Rambam that you calculate the Mea Brachas from your day of awaking. Each day that you awake, you must be masim in that day, 100 brachas. But the Mishnah Berurah is not like that. You do it to understand it's a regular Yiddish day, which is from the night before. So you can start eating, being marber in your papers the night before to get to your 100 brachas. Okay. There's a chiyuv to say 100 brachas per day. So, in general, the Mishabura comes out over there. If a person doesn't bench on a kais by the three meals, you bench on a kais, you have two more brachas. You have a bracha of Reper Goffin and then a bracha of Alec Geffen afterwards. So that's six brachas. You'd end up with an average Shabbos, 82 brachas. So you have 18 brachas you need to be mashlim. If a person benches on a kais, so all three meals, you'd have another six. You'd have 88. But you're running short somewhere in the area of 12 to 18 brachas that you need to be mashlim on Shabbos. So you'll be mashlim then by Paris, etc. The Mishnah Berurah,
do you get 82
brachas? How do you get 82 brachas?
No.
I did the math. You have four Shmon Esreis, which have seven brachas in them, a piece, that's 28 brachas. You have four brachas in the Marav davening. And then you have Brachas Amapol, so that's five, so that's 33. You have, in the morning, assuming you put a bracha on your talis cut and then a bracha on your talis gadol later on, so that's two brachas. If you only have a talis cut, you only have 81 brachas. You have two brachas on your talis katan, later on your talis gadol. You have the five brachas you say in the morning until sadaim, shiatzar, lakai neshama, birchas atara. Then you have the 15 birchas ashakar, the 14 that you say, and then the hamar shena, that's 15, that's 5, that's 20, plus the 2 is 22. Then you have the lalam he'odom, birch shomer, yishtabach, the three brachas of birchas kriyashma. And then you have the meals. So you have by the night meal, you have, if you don't bench on a kais, you say two brachas in kiddush, two brachas for washing, and then four brachas in benching. So that's eight. By day, you only have Shabbat. You only have seven brachas because you only say one bracha rip your girlfriend. You don't say another bracha besides. And by Shabbat, you only have six brachas. So that's a total of 21 brachas. So you add it all together, it comes to 81.
What six?
What?
Having talis kotel and talis kotel is two brachas?
Right, you make a talis kotel as soon as you get up, and then later on you just don't learn for 2 hours of work. For that, you have to make a bracha and talis kotel, then you go to the daven, you pay the talis kotel, so you make another bracha and talis kotel.
That's assuming you're waking at 2 hours before.
If you're waking right for daven, you don't make one bracha, right, so then you only have any one. The Mishnah Berurah did mention, the Shulchan Aruch did mention an idea before that, but if you listen to the Oila, and you have Kavanah to be Yotze with the Oila, and you answer Amen, so you can count that as a bracha. We have to hear the bracha. So assuming that the people who get Aliyahs are saying the brachas out loud, assuming that you're listening with Kavanah to be Yotze, and assuming that you're answering Amen, Prima Gadim says, why do you have to answer Amen? Normally we'd say that bracha, the Iker is just listening, and of course you have to answer Amen anyway. He says, but over here you're not really chayiv in that bracha. It's a din on the oil, not on the you. So for you to be get a din as if you said the bracha, you require both having Kavanah to be Yotze plus saying Amen. So that'll count. So you can theoretically, by doing so, which Rish Rish said on your kippur, you should do so. So you have eight aliyahs, seven plus the mafters, that's 16 brachas. So theoretically, you can get your 16 brachas in that way. Mishnah Berurah holds that it's not lechatchila, because it's not really something that you're mechuyev in. Mishnah Berurah on Yom Kippur suggests also listening to the maftir, to the haftarah. So the haftarah has a bracha beforehand and four brachas afterwards, so that's another five. So you have 21 brachas. There now on Yom Kippur, it's not on Shabbos. you only have seven aliyahs. So that's 14 plus the five is 19, right? Plus them after, you have seven aliyahs. Right, you have six aliyahs plus them after. That's seven plus. So that's 14 plus the five. And then, but by mincha, you have six brachas plus you have the mafter, and the mafter over there is only four brachas, not five. So that's another 10 brachas. You get 10 brachas by mincha, you get 19 brachas by shacharis, you get 29 brachas by listening to the brachas by leinim. Assuming that you're able to hear the oilim. Let's finish off the Mishnah Berurah. About Leno, a person sleeps, he should take a nap by day also. Don't sleep too much, because Shabbos is an opportunity to learn, and don't waste that opportunity. People which learn the whole week, they have a mitzvah to relax on Shabbos a little bit, because come on, they shouldn't waste the whole day. They have a right to celebrate a little more. If you can't make your own chedushim, you should learn something new. Okay. A person shouldn't say, I'm going to sleep, be able to be ready to work, be refreshed after Shabbos. It looks like he's sleeping not for Shabbos, he's sleeping for the weekday, and that's not proper. So it's not clear that the problem over here is because it's not a halachah issue. The issue is more it's not a kavod Shabbos. If you can sleep a kavod Shabbos, why should you sleep in order for the getting ready for work? That I'm not sleeping for Shabbos. I'm sleeping because I'm able to work during the week. That's quite insulting to Shabbos. So that you shouldn't do that.